took a, they call it papad chalk, is what we used to pat our face with. We'd take that and polish that silver with it. And that was another Saturday job. And I said, if I ever got married, I was going to have plain silver. It was so hard to get those cracks clean. So I got plain silver, and it was a bad, bad mistake. Every scratch shows on them. But I haven't.
Well, what kind of knives did you have around the house, babe?
Well, that was the case, we call them case knives. They was just like the forks. They had a handle. They had this blade on them we had to polish.
A case knife?
Case knife, that's what they were called.
And big knives you might use in...
Butcher knives.
I see. What sort of knife would a man carry around usually?
Pocket knife.
Anything bigger he would carry?
No. Well, this nigger carries a peach tree, he calls it. His knife about this long, it's got a blade a bit this long. He calls it a peach tree switch. It's gas a lot of town.
Speaking of switches, what would you use to get a horse, you know, in the old days?
Buggy whip, see it there?
What?
Buggy whip, see it there, up there? In that churn, that old cedar churn over there.
No, where's that?
That cedar churn right there, that buggy whip in it.
Where? Behind
the... It's couch, where those sticks are. See that? That's a buggy whip. Pull it up.
Well, I'll be. And y'all used to use these things?
Yeah, and when you're in the buggy, you see.
That's some. What sort of things would you have? Sort of things that people would play. What sort of instruments? You said you enjoyed music. What sort of instruments did folks have back then?
They had a. They called it a banjo. They had a banjo and a guitar.
Yeah.
They call them string instruments.
Anything that folks would play in their mouth.
Hop, juice hop. That's a juice hop. Doop, doop, doop.
Yeah.
But a hop, you know, just. Flat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
One that you play like that?
A harmonica, they call them.
Uh-huh.
A juice hop, you know, had a little thing and you just hit it this way. Oh, you put a piece of paper over a comb and play it.
Is that so?
Makes pretty good music.
I knew a guy used to play a blade of grass. Yeah.
Finger
like that and play a blade of grass. Well, any other games that you played when you were kids? Tell me about something.
Oh, dropping the handkerchief. And post office. Mm-hmm. We loved to play post office because you wasn't supposed to kiss anybody. And to kiss the boys. And we'd swap seats. You know how to play post office?
Yes, ma'am.
Just have an odd one. And then you'd call a number or something. Everyone try to get that seat. You had to say, and then say, fruit basket, turn over. And everybody get up and turn around. Everybody try to get a seat. And the one left up had to be the got kissed. And dropping the handkerchief. And
well, before, when you were younger than that, either, when you told me you did a lot of the things that young boys did around the farm, did you have maybe something you'd put over a thing and you'd go up and down on it like that? You know, one person would get on one end of this and one...
Seesaw!
Yeah.
You'd
get on those and you say you were what?
Seesawing. Yeah, we seesawed.
And then did you have one?
And a hopscotch.
Yeah. Did you have one that would go around, anything like that? You ever see them?
Yeah, at school, but we didn't have one like that. I was just went up and down.
I see. What
that had to be made. We could take a plank, put over a log, and make a seesaw.
What would you call them, those things?
I don't know what they are. You've seen them in schools.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what they are. Goes around like a merry-go-around.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're called.
You ever see a flying genie or anything like that? Mm-hmm. Would you ever see a kind of a board that might be fixed in the middle between two trees or something like that and people would jump up and down on it? You ever see anything people could jump up and down on?
No, nothing but on a swimming pool.
Yeah.
We had one that'd go out and we'd jump off.